Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Here are some ideas and tips about how to take distributions from a retirement plan and when. The first question people usually ask is, once they're subject to required minimum distributions, RMDs, i.e. they're over 70 and a half, should I take my RMD early or late in the year? I have a good answer for that one. It depends. Generally, I urge people to take the RMD as early in the year as possible, just to get it over with. If you wait until the end of the year, yes, you'll get a few more months of tax deferral, but it's risky. Because if you die before you get around to taking that distribution, perish the thought, your beneficiaries will then have to take that distribution out by the end of the taxable year. And that's going to be tough on your family and your beneficiaries if they have very little time to do this, because they may not even know you had an IRA, or that they are the beneficiary, or how much the RMD was, or whether you took it already. So be considerate. Make life easier for your beneficiaries. Take your RMD as early in the year as you can, typically the end of January or February when you get your year-end statement for the prior year. Well, at least that was always my advice until 2006. In 2006, Congress passed the Pension Protection Act, which for the first time allowed people to move money directly, some people, from an IRA to a charity. And those charitable distributions could be used to fulfill your RMD requirement in a very tax-favored way. Now, those have expired at the end of 2007, so it's no longer available. But back in 2006, Congress passed this in August in the middle of the year. So everyone who'd followed my advice and taken their RMD back in February, they were out of luck. They could not use qualified charitable distributions to fulfill their RMD requirement. They could still make the charitable transfers, but it just wouldn't count as their RMD because they already took that. So my new advice is, I always tell people, always take your RMD early in the year unless Congress is going to pass new legislation in the middle of the year that gives you some new, more favorable way to do it. In that case, wait till the middle of the year. Well, with any distribution you plan to take, whether it's a required distribution or optional, I have a tip for you from Ed Slott, America's most famous IRA expert. Take the distribution no later than November. Because if somebody makes a mistake on that distribution, and this happens all too frequently, and maybe the institution does not carry out your instructions correctly, you may well not even know about it until you get your next monthly statement. If there's a mistake made in November, it will show up on your December statement, and you have time to fix it before the end of the year. If you take a distribution in December and something goes wrong, you might not find out about it until you get the January statement, and by then, it's too late to fix the problem in the same taxable year. Here's another tip. Plan distributions do not have to be in cash. If you want a distribution and your IRA account is fully invested, the IRA does not have to sell the securities just to give you some cash. Instead, the IRA provider can transfer securities out of the IRA into your taxable account. That may save you some commissions, and it preserves your investment strategy with no interruptions. Sometimes it may even enable you to stay invested in a mutual fund that your IRA owns that is not accepting new investors. When a plan or IRA distributes securities or other property, that is called taking a distribution in kind rather than in cash. I have to admit, though, that taking a distribution in kind does involve some headaches. First is the tax reporting. The gross amount of the distribution that the IRA provider will report to the IRS is generally the fair market value of the assets that were distributed. Have you ever tried to get the fair market value of a bond on a particular date? Different valuation services can give you different values on the same date for the same bond, even U.S. Treasury bonds. Well, whatever the value is of the securities that are distributed to you, that's treated as your gross distribution, and that becomes your new tax basis in those securities going forward. So that brings us to headache number two, which is making sure that somebody keeps track of that new basis. The brokerage firm may continue If you had the IRA and your taxable account in the same firm, they may continue to show the IRA's original cost basis of the securities rather than the new cost basis, which was the date of distribution value that you paid tax on. And that could be very misleading. If you are taking a distribution in kind, which assets should you pull out of the IRA first to fund that distribution? One idea is take out a stock that you think is temporarily undervalued, something you expect to increase in value in the future. By taking it out of the plan while it's temporarily depressed in value, you hope it's temporary, you pay income tax today only on that depressed value. But then future appreciation that occurs after the distribution will qualify for capital gain treatment. And remember, to get long-term capital gain treatment, you have to hold it for a year, and that year would start on the date the security is distributed from the IRA. But you hold it for more than a year after a distribution and it appreciates, that appreciates is going to qualify as long-term capital gain with a lower tax rate. If you leave that security inside your retirement plan and it appreciates inside the IRA, then eventually when it is distributed, it would be taxed as ordinary income because that's how IRA distributions are always taxed. Another idea is to consider removing hard-to-value assets from the IRA. Your IRA custodian is supposed to report the value of all your IRA assets each year and also has to report to the IRS the value of any distribution out of the IRA. If you have a hard-to-value asset, like real estate or a limited partnership, valuation of that asset should be an annual headache for the IRA provider, I think. So, if you're going to take out something, why not take out the hard-to-value asset and get this annual valuation caper over with? Well, moving along here, here's another idea. You can have income taxes withheld from your retirement plan distribution. All you have to do is file Form W-4P with the plan or IRA when you request the distribution. Form W-4P is a request for withholding from a retirement plan distribution. Using withholding of income taxes from a late-in-the-year retirement plan distribution, that can be a very good way to make up for a shortfall in your estimated tax payments earlier in the year. Because with a withheld payment, you get credit as if you paid it ratably throughout the year, even though the IRS doesn't get the money till the end of the year. So if you like paying estimated taxes by having taxes withheld from your required minimum distribution each year, that would be a good reason to take your distribution late in the year rather than earlier, despite my usual early in the year get it over with bias. Also, late in the year, coming into the fall, is the time to look at taking extra distributions. Consider taking out more than you're required to take out or more than you even need to live on. There's three factors that converge to make it desirable to take extra distributions: a rising tax rate, an overfunded retirement plan, and an older age. For example, suppose Sam expects that his income tax rate is going to be much higher in the future than it is in 2008, whether because of political changes in the law or just because of his personal situation, for whatever reason, he thinks he's going to be subject to a higher rate in the future. Add to that a retirement plan that has more money in it than he needs to fund his retirement, and the fact that he's 68 years old, so in just a couple of years, he's going to have to start taking out money anyway. That's the perfect storm for taking out extra distributions now. Or even better, if he's eligible, converting all or part of his IRA to a Roth IRA. If he can get money out this year at a lower tax rate and he's convinced that in a couple of years his tax rate is going to be higher, don't waste the opportunity. Pretty soon it won't be 2008 anymore and it'll be too late. For younger taxpayers, they may not take extra distributions because the younger fellow's going to think, well, even if tax rates are going up now, I can leave the money in long enough to overcome that and or to wait until tax rates get lower again sometime in the future. Also, of course, younger taxpayers have to contend with the 10% penalty on distributions before 59 and a half. And finally, most of our clients need to focus on getting more money into their retirement plans rather than getting money out. But for your older and wealthier clients, always be on the lookout for bargain ways to get money out of the retirement plan. That's a look at distributions required and otherwise. For Morningstar Advisor, this is Natalie Choate.